Okay. A postscript on a few things, okay? We spoke about this medrash, Kimigdal David Savarech, that in terms of Kol Orev, that's why David HaMelech was chosen. Okay? Kulchem Chsidim, Kulchem this, Kulchem Noim, Chsidim, whatever. But David, Shekol Chol Orev, he's going to be the one, okay? So I asked, what's the Maila of Kol Orev? Okay? Kol Orev is singing, the way maybe Seof Rab Chaim is the chelik that based on the Vim and Ksuvim are the same Kedusha. Therefore, Manich and Ksuvim Agabi Nevim, Nevim Agabi Ksuvim. It's just Teira is different, okay? And the difference is because the Sefer Chaim, the difference is that the Nitan of Nevi'im is to say, and the Nitan Niv, lo Niv Sosayim, and the Nitan of Ksuvim is to write, okay? So L'chor Kol Orev is nothing, okay? Now, what I did was, okay, that L'chor is the question. So, okay, that's the Medrash, okay? So, what I did was, is I decided that I'm going to look at the Rambam in the Vuchim and see how we discuss what Ruach HaKodesh and Ksuvim is and see if we might be able to clear the air here. Okay? That's a reasonable way to do it, correct? So, I want to make some definitions for you. So, I'm going to read to you a little bit more to just get a feeling what's going on. I'm going to go through the first three madregas, or the milas, depending on who your translator is, okay? A madrega is Aleph, is Tchilas HaMadregas HaNavua, Shilavi Le'ish Eze Eloki, Shiyaniyehu V'yazarzehu L'maaseh Toiv Godol. It's somehow some push, something is almost obsessed, okay? But he's not aware, it doesn't say that he's aware that there's something doing it. He just is taken over. Right? And it's not taken over, there's something with him, it doesn't say he's aware of it. Shelavi le'ish, eizeh eloki, she'aniyehu v'izalzehu, l'ma'aseh teiv godo. Katzolos kahal choshev, mikahal reyim, and he says this, I'm going to be skipping a little bit, v'zois tikra ruach Hashem, okay? Lazel oshik b'ar oshka, whatever, he goes on and on and on, okay? That is one, okay? Now, two. And he says, Moshe Rabbeinu had it, that was Hatzlochas Yosef from Beis HaMitzri, okay, we say that. Hamayla Ashniya. This is not Kabbalah translation. He, Sheyalgish Ho'odom, Ki'ilu Dovo Ma Chalboy. He feels it. Okay? Someone can't, the other one, you see, if you don't feel anything, people talk Ruach HaKodesh, if you don't feel something, that's not Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh, you have to feel that something's there. You, in Ruach Hashem, you can have a livui, okay? That's what he, that's the lashon. Because that's the way he starts, that's the beginning, that's point number one. That's what he says. Sheyagish ha'odom ki'ilu dova ma chalboy v'koyach acha ova olov shemedoivavoy. I don't know if shemedoivavoy mezalzo is exactly okay, but he's aware that there's something there. Okay? V'oz, now, this is an important thing. V'oz yidaber b'divrei chochmo O Tehila. Okay, he's singing praises, and he's speaking. It's verbal. Okay. O b'divrei teichocha mo'ilim. O b'dvor medinim. O elikim. It's either between men. The how the world should be better, or how man's relationship with the Bnei Shalom. Okay. He's completely awake, because in the void he's not. And there's no seeing of a malach. There's no altercation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even malach, whatever it is, it's because the malach is a representation, is a gilui to the malach. That's the way the nevuah comes to a nevuah. This is not b'hokitz u'matir shima shachushim. Here he's using with the senses which God gave. It's not like nevuah, which are metaphysical senses. Okay. Kirogil v'zeh shoim molov shehu medaber beruach hakodesh. Ubekiyotzi b'zeh meruach hakodesh chibe David Tehillim. Oh, this is us. That's what David Tehillim does. David had this, okay? V'chibe shloim e'mishle v'koheles ishe ashirim v'chein doniyo v'iyoy v'divay yomim v'shav ksuvim v'kiyotzi b'zeh meruach hakodesh nischabu. Ulefikoch, then I don't get it, okay? Ulefikoch nikoyim ksuvim, this part I don't get. Ulefikoch nikoyim ksuvim kavanosom sheheim ksuvim beruach hakodesh. He was just talking about Dibur before. So I'm not sure exactly what he meant. He meant that they were, that the Ruach HaKodesh made him say, and this, what he said, is put to writing, but it is, it's written, and the body of what he's speaking, of what he's writing, is was spoken with Ruach HaKodesh. That's what it means. I don't know what he means exactly. Because it starts
talking
with
the 10 words before.
He says, Lefikoch nikoyim ksuvim, kavanosom.
Before that.
There was nothing about ksuvim before. Everything was the amira, yidabe. Everything was zivu. Sheheim ksuvim b'ruach HaKodesh, v'feirish omu, megilis Esther b'ruach HaKodesh nemra. V'achugoyin, ruach HaKodesh hazu, oma David, ruach Hashem diber bi, umilosi, al umiloso al l'sheini. So I assume that the corpus of what he spoke, he committed to writing. But it's not that the etzem nitan of the Ruach HaKodesh is l'ksiva. I don't know if that's true. Because he wouldn't say nemra and quote Megillas Esther Ruach HaKodesh nemra in the same breath that he says that it's ksuv. Kleimer. Oh, now this derech agav. There are many Makuris in Chazal that Milos Apri is there's Eliyahu Rabba and even Rabban Chumash that quotes Milos Apri for Ruach HaKodesh. I can give you the Makuris if you want, but this is not only, it's not Kibbutz Ram thought this up, the Makuris in Chazal. Do you want me to tell you where this is? Okay, let me see. So then, no, it just was important for me that it wasn't like Kibbutz Ram's Kibbutz discovery. Two Rabban Chumash and the Eliyahu Rabba in Eliyahu Rabba in Vayeshev. So now, continuing, Kloima, that Ruach Hashem diber bi umilosi al p'tlisheni Kloima shehi devavo oso bedvoim elu. And he's aware of it because he says Ruach Hashem dibe b'imilos al l'shayni, but it wasn't HaKodesh, wasn't malach, and it was with his chushim, it was with his senses. We minasug azu hakat ho yishivim zkenim anemu aleihem vayihi kenoyach aleihem aruach vayisnabu lo yisofu v'chein eldor umeidod v'chein kol kohen gadol anishubu v'tumim. Interesting. Mizeh hakat v'atzolim eshu kamo yishizochrei. Okay, good. That is this. Now, Shechina, that's what he says. That what's Uvim Vatumim? What's Loim Meshukamo Zorcho? Shechina, Sheira Olof, Umedabe Beruch HaKadosh. Hamadrega Gimel, Vihi Tchilas Hamadregis Mishioima, Vayihi Dvar Hashem Elai, Uma Shenoitim and Alashenis El Zeho Inyan, Hu Sheira Novi, Moshe b'chaloyim b'tanoyim ahim kulam asher kodma mitzvah nevuah b'guf b'chaloyim ahu nevuah, whatever it is and l'chayla, it's malach or whatever that is, and it's and he and the Rambam very clear at the end of Madrega Beis that the Novi is 100% aware of this. Okay, so we have nevuah. Okay, there's nevuah, there's Ruach HaKodesh, and Ruach Hashem. Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach Hashem. And Ruach HaKodesh, the Rambam doesn't say, the way Rabbi said of Rav Chaim, that the Chefsa Nitan was Ksiva, or that it was Dibur, right? And one of the things that Ruach HaKodesh was given for was Tehillah, correct? So now, the question is, in this Moshe, I just want to just ask you, once you have that, Kach b'shor she'bikshu asol tzadikim loyma, seif atilim, omol ha-makodesh baruch hu, kuchem ni'imim v'chasidim, u'mishubochim, kloyma, loyma himnun, that's him in Anglit, that's the word, it's probably Greek or the Roman, himnun lefonai, ele David yoyma al kuchem, lomo she'kolei orev, Ha'udichsiv v'ni'im zmiris Yisrael. Okay. So, I just don't know something. It says that every Novi, the Chazal in many places, like it's Hezaki Ma'amakimis, whatever, there's Seichel Tov, some of Moshe Sanhedrin, that every Novi speaks with his own signoi. Okay? Ruach HaKodesh, you know, whether you're going to say this about Nevu also, I don't want to go so far, it could be it's also, but Ruach HaKodesh, since the Rambam is very clear that in Ruach HaKodesh the person has all his chushim, it's b'chushim, it's not metaphysical, but it's with hearing and seeing, he has all the senses, okay, and he's aware that something is David, boy. This Ruach HaKodesh, that's what she says. Is there some integration to who he is in what he is, in what is said and how it's said? Dahainu, the same way a Novi, each Novi has his own signoin, Mesama, something in his persona, who he is, somehow reflects in the Novi. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu was different. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ramban says that Moshe Rabbeinu is Sefer Hamatik. There's nothing of him. It's purely the Dvar Hashem. But I don't know if that's this case in Nevuah, and I would certainly argue that Ruach HaKodesh is certainly not the case. Okay? So, the question only is, let me ask you a different question. This now, I'm just saying. What makes the Ruach HaKodesh of Tehillah into something that should be committed into Ksuvim? Let me ask you a different question. Why is it that the Ram says that the Ruach HaKodesh, that the Dov from Tehillim, was to say? Why didn't say Rav Eibishter says, Chaim, that the Ruach HaKodesh is to write? See, he's a great poet, a pious, and he writes. Okay? So I can imagine that the in Tehillos, the singing of the Tehillos, the saying of the Tehillos, that Gufa is what gives it the Kedusha. Then it should be committed to Ksav. But he had to say it first. That's what the Rambam says. So if the saying first is important, and if in Tehillah, part of the Tehillah is the Kolei Orev, impossible to imagine to take to understand the Medrash again, that the Medrash, that's what David HaMelech was written, was picked to say to Tehillim, okay? Now, I only ask something, okay? You know, we had an issue between the Ramban, and we point that out in the Tziv, the way he learns in Agdot, in the beginning of Shir HaShirim, where the David HaMelech, the Gemara Bavascha says that they were asor anoshim, they were involved in the kapitel chtilim, right? So was David HaMelech basically in these asor anoshim in Tefillah Moshe Shalakim, was David HaMelech a sefer hamatik, or basically he was an editor, he was adapting, he made it into Tehillim? Okay, or the Sefer Ma'atik. So the Ramban seems to say, if he's saying that the others wrote them, okay, I would assume that David was a Sefer Ma'atik. And that's why Kalil could have written by Moshe Rabbeinu, and David was a Sefer Ma'atik in this Tahalo. Halozu, Ototos, the same Halo. But according to Nesiv, Yemeshinoi Seder by Meshiv Mishono was David HaMelech edition with the Gemara and Yevamos, right? Okay. So I was only wondering, if David HaMelech is only a Sefer HaMatik, should his Kila Orev be meaningful? That he is writing it down in Ksuvim? Since if he is the one that gives it the Kedusha with the Ruach HaKodesh and saying the Tehillah, I understand what's going on. But if a Maish is only a Sefer HaMatik, so the fact that it's clearly Orev, L'choi shouldn't have to sing it. L'choi all he has to do is put it down and write it. I'm just wondering whether the Medrash might be Noita, not be Machi anything, more like the Nitzim. Okay? It says, you hear every word I'm saying. Because I thought that was a nice addition. At least you understand Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach Hashem, and Nevuah. Okay. Now next. That was next. Now, if you remember, we talked about the Ramban here. We had a line. Remember, it said like this: Mishom Od, the first quotation, Lamed Dalet, second column. The first quotation, in Frankl Tfus, the first quotation, if you recall, was just to prove authorship. Who wrote Hallel? Correct. The second one, I told you, that's not the issue at all. Because the way he discusses it, if you remember, he explains what the machlokes is. He left out the whole middle of the Gemara, you remember? And the way he says, V'hine ledas Rebbe Eliezer, Hu lemoyshe al tzorosim in paroi. L'divir chachomim, lo al tzor yedua shel paroi, avu hu shira l'chol aprokim v'atzorois Ulagula Sida Mitakonis Levin Shebeneim. Correct? So the difference was every time that they said Hallel, the Meshach HaDeiris, the holiness in the Gemara, was it a spontaneous ecstasy of Geula, or there was an original Takonis Levin to say it? Correct? And he says, Who are the Takonis Levin Beneim? Umasha Omu Levin Shebeneim Yumos. L'dor she'ot Mitzrayim, l'moyshe Aaron, u'miriam, v'ratzili b'nei Yisrael, which I point out, the Ramban Chumash says that they had Ruach HaKodesh, u'l'chol she'bem Ruach HaKodesh. And I pointed out to you last time, that even though it says Nevi'im, we're not interested in Nevuah Shebah, because we don't know that Nevuah is Taka Amayla in Halil. The Mayla in Halil is the Ruach HaKodesh and the Tehillah Shavah. Because we don't know. We don't know the Nevi'im Tehillah. He doesn't say anything on the Nevi'im. They have the Bundesham. You see, I'll tell you something. And maybe I'm nuts, okay? But I would tell you that the whole idea of Tehillah and Nevuah is basically antithetic. It doesn't make any sense. And it can only be Ruach HaKodesh. Because what is Tehillah? Tehillah is man praising the Rabbeinu Sholem. So in Ruach HaKodesh, where man is a very important functional part of the whole process, he himself, with the Doivavoy of the Ruach HaKodesh, is saying praise to God, we understand, okay? But there should be a nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the British is telling man to praise God and only saying over that God said it. Now we think about it. It's very wacky. Maybe I'm wrong, okay?
What did you say before about every Novi has a signal? What did that
this, it could be the way the Nebuah expresses itself is different, but he bases the way he understands it and sees it. But he's basically saying over the Dvar Hashem. In Ruach HaKodesh, I don't know if he's saying over the Dvar Hashem. It's Devavoy. He's using his Chushim. He's using his intellect. He's using the gifts that he has from God. And he is praising God. So not only, I don't know if I could imagine Tehillim in Nebuah. Okay? If I'm correct, it's a very important point. Okay? But it's amazing. You think, I say, Kavachayim, people would say, but if you think about it, it doesn't make any sense. Okay? So I think that's a very, very important point. Okay? Now, okay. So I'm trying to tell you, in the same Halil, the Ramban says, Nevi'im Shebeneim is Ruach HaKodesh. Because the important thing in the Halil is the Ruach HaKodesh Shavua. It's not that there was Nevuah to say this. Okay?
We don't know why he has to be a Novi.
No, it doesn't. He means a Novi, because the word Novi, I think, is... I'll tell you something. I think I said a Shir a while back ago. Okay? Because the Rambam, if I'm not mistaken, here in Sherish Aleph, calls Shlomo a Novi. Did I point it out once to you? And I clearly told you that the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim says that Shlomo and David were not Nevi'im, but only Ksuvim. Okay? So I'm not sure if sometimes the word Novi, the way that we should, because the Rambam himself, if you listen to this, let me just read this to you, okay? Now, oh, one second. One second, I got this. Let me just read over. The Ram himself says... The Ram says in Ruach Hashem, hello... And he talks about Esamilus Nevuah. So in the broader sense, we're talking about Nevuah over here. And I'll tell you something, which I wasn't planning to talk about this evening, but I think it's an important thing to mention. I have this suffix. I don't know the answer to this question. Okay? But I think it's a very interesting, important question. And even it's not that much negatus now, because from what I'm going to say, it's going to be seen. The Ram talks in the beginning of Perek Vov of Hilchos Yisrei Atera that only someone who has the Milas of Midas can have Nevuah. Correct? Okay. And he even says very clearly that only someone that says has the Milas. The Milas of Nevuah of Midas can have Ruach HaKodesh, and that's Nisarev Nafshoi B'Milas Hamaloch Manikoim Ishim V'Nefach LiIsh Acher. That's Shoal. That's what he calls. Okay. So Ruach HaKodesh needs Milas of Midas. What about Ruach Hashem? We don't know anything about it. So I ask myself only one question then, okay? But I don't know if it's a raya. Why did the Rambam have to say that Eishes Manoach was Basco? Because he said he didn't have the Milas Hamidus. And that, I think, is right before this discussion over here. So I always thought that all the Milas in Nevuah, in other words, this is Nevuah, but it's a different type, they're different dogs, they're Eishes Manoach from Nevuah. But independent of what I said, it's certainly Ruach HaKodesh is a Maila Nevuah. Okay? And I can imagine calling them Nevi'im. Okay? That I can imagine. Okay? And that's what the Chol Ramban seems to be saying here. Now, that's what we have, correct? So, then it comes out that the machlokes between the Chachomim and the various Tanoim, the Gemara and Psochim, was the Halil an isolated phenomenon, or was there Takona? Okay, but historically, when was Takona? When was it written? It was written very early. It was either Moshe Rabbeinu, or it was written the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Correct. So he's won his case. The Gemara and Psochim is not talking about this issue, but he's won his case by bringing it anyway. Correct. Okay. Now there's another question which I want to talk about, which I'm just not sure 100% of what's going on here. Because if I ask you the question, you say sure, but I'll hear what you say. What was the Takonis Nevi'im of Kol Tzora V'Tzora? What was the Takona? So a priori you would say, what was Takona? There was Takonis Nevi'im. The Lashon of the Gemara and Psochim is that you should say Halel al Kol Perik Uperik V'al Kol Tzora V'Tzora U'Kishinigolim, right? And the Ramban and Tzibis, three separate things going on here. There's Prokim, the Tzoris, and the Shinigolim Imenu is not going on the Gula from the Tzoris, it's going on Gula Sida. I'll just shake the Ramban over here. It's a big chiddush, an interesting thing. I'm not sure everyone says like that. I'll show you maybe later. We'll see. But that's what he says, correct? Okay. So what happens in Prokim? It means every year that I come to one of the Prokim, I have to say Halil. I come to Pesach, I have to say Halil, right? I come to Shavuos, I say Halil. I come to Sukkot, I say Halil. Correct? Correct? Now, what are called Tzora V'Tzora? That's also every year? Or that's only when I have the Gula from the Tzora, and that's it? So it's not, you know, it's not symmetrical, okay? And I don't know it's going to be in Gula Siva, correct? So then, okay, so I said, L'chayim, that's the Pashtus, correct? The Pashtus, not symmetrical. And in the Ramban, when he talks about this whole discussion, he doesn't point out Kilo as a difference between anything. You get the impression it's all the same, right? Even though Prokim is this and so is that, correct? Okay, now, the next point, okay? That's Prokim Tzoros. Now, I pointed out to you, there is a Rashi and a Piskei Vid in Psochim. Al Kol Tzora Shelo Tovo Aleihem Lishne Ma'alya Hu Dinoka Kloimish Im Chas V'Sholem Tovo Tzora Aleihem V'Yivoshu Mimenu Oimim Oisai Agulosa Kigon Chanukah. Okay. And you also find a similar thing in the Piskei Rid. V'al Kol Tzora Shenigol, we meant over there, Kegon Chanukah. Okay? So he's learning that since the Brisa should be symmetrical and the Takona is the Deiris, but it should have been everything. Why Chanukah only? Why did it pick out? The only one you picked out from everything was Chanukah and Purim. And Purim, the Gemara has a discussion. That's a chutzlo, it's not. Where the kriyos is well, Lisa, whatever it is, okay? Because they're a very strange thing, okay? Is that what Rashi is saying? And then, you have the Gemara in Shabbos. And Chof Beis, Chof Aleph Mebeis. My Chanukah, the Tono Abonah, but Chof Hebe Kislev, Kislev, Yoyme the Chanukah, Tamanya Inun, the Lol Misbet Behom, the Lol Esanus Behom, Ukishik, וכשנכנסו היבונים להיכל תימו כל השמונים שבהיכל כשגובו מלכוס בית חשמונוי וניצחו בודקו ולא ימוצו על הפח אחד של שמן שהוא יהיה מונח בחיסמה של כהן גודל ולא יהיה בוי על הלאד הגדול יום איך נעשה בוי נס וליקו ממנו שמונה יומים לשון אחרת קובו יוסם יומים טובים בהל הלוידו. So it seems to me they did it, not the Nevi'im. Correct? Not the Nevi'im Shemei Nehem. Zaken I Shastim. So I thought just the opposite. Maybe Fakirat Rashi also learns like this. The question is, the first year when it happened, they said a howler from Takonis Neviim. And then, Lashon Acheres, as they restate in the Gaon of Vayisa, then there was a separate kriyas. Then every word is Meduyim, correct? We're saying that's reasonable pshat, correct? That's the Lashon. Lashon Acheres, Kovum, V'yosim Yom Tovim Bahal Avodah. But you need a separate kriyas. And that's not what the Bryce is talking about. Okay? So the Bryce then is not symmetrical, correct? L'chayr. Okay. Now, okay. Okay, correct? Next step. I want to show you Miri, and I want to show you Balkas. Comes the Miri. Okay? And he says something which you would have said has nothing to do with the Gemara. But it can't be, because the Miri, l'chayr, is the Pirish of the Gemara, correct? It's a Pirish, it's a halachic Pirish of putting things together. That's what he's trying to do. He's not, discussions that are random discussions nothing to do with the Gemara. Correct? Okay. Zok to Miri Azeh. On the Gemara Pesach and Kufi Zayin and Aleph. Kol Yochid Shirosoi Tzoro V'nigal Hemeno Rashoi Likfoya Halel La'atzmo B'Oise Yoyim B'chol Shona. B'chol Shona. Okay. El she'enu mevor cholav. Then he says something. I'm not getting involved. I don't want to, I'm not taking any questions of this. V'chein hadin b'chol tzibo v'tzibo. Kach hoya yisoid nevim le'oimrei al kol tzora v'tzora kishenigal le'mimeno. Does he mean the tzibo also doesn't make a bracha? Yeah, you have to, you would have assumed such a thing, but I'm not getting myself involved in that, okay? What does the Miri see this in the Gemara? Shall I read it again? Again, to read it? Okay, one more time. Kol Yochid, Shi'irosei, Shi'oseyu, Tzora, he was in a very difficult situation, with Nigal Hemeno. He's not chayiv. It's rashoi. Rashoi l'kvoya halel la'atzmoi b'eis ha'yoyim. B'chol shona, yearly. Ela she'enu mavor cholov. Can't make a bracha. V'chein adin b'chol tzibo v'tzibo. Kach hoya yisoid nevim. And kach hoya yisoid nevim is the chayiv of the makor. And he's quoting the Gemara. Kach hoya yisoid nevim la'omroi. I'll call Tzor of a Tzor, Kishinigal Menor. The Yisoid Nevi'im, Takonis Nevi'im, Hados and Dos, correct? So I just want to say, okay, you got it? This Chotz HaChamed is clear, correct? The Miri was bothered by the same issue we were talking about. Clearly the prices is symmetrical. That if Prokim is the Chol Shana V'Shana, why shouldn't Soros be the same? You see. But then it's only Rishus. It has nothing to do with the Takon. Then you shouldn't need a separate Takon, okay? So the Rav Miri said the only way that I can imagine that Takon, as far as Soros are concerned, that it could be B'kol Shana V'Shana and maintain the whole list of the Braisa. And we don't find there was any bracha, we don't find anything going on, and it's only lishus. And it's talking symmetrical. But in prakim, it's a chiyuv. It's not symmetrical in the chiyuv and the lishus, but it's symmetrical as b'chol shana v'shana. Okay? So according to Miri, when the Chanukah was like that, they had the lishus, lishon acheres, they decided to make it a chiyuv, a separate takonis bezel. Okay? It says, mamash, a whole new view of the movie, you understand, was bothered by. Okay? Then I'll tell you something else. Okay? Now, next. Okay? The next point is the following. I just don't understand one thing. This, I think, is shot in the mirror. But the presentation is very odd. And I'll tell you why. Because all the nisim that the Gemara is talking about are talking about nisim l'tzibur. So I can start and say tzibur she'iru l'mnes v'rot l'kvoy ayoyim azeh mikvah tzibur. No, l'deire, you know, okay, they have the right, they don't make a bracha. Who are din yochid? Okay, correct? But the formulation, the way he starts, that he starts with yochid and then moves over to the tzibur, is darshenu. Because that's what, you know, truthfully, when I first saw the mirror, I said, what Gemara did he have? But then he quotes, he said, Nevi'im, or Gemara, Sayyid al-Khab. I don't know why he writes it in the way he does, but I think that's what he's driving at. Okay? Now, I want to show you something, okay? Now I want to show you something. I think I just want to add one thing in the Miri. You see, one could have said that you needed Ki'ilu, the Takonis Nevi'im, for the Etzem Rishus, even for one time, and say, because there might be a problem Macharif Magadim, and to say there shouldn't be a problem Macharif Magadim, okay? Because Gemara says in Shabbos, in Kol Kisrei, Kol Oyim B'Halav B'Chol Yoyim, how is there Macharif Magadim? Okay? I just want to tell you something. You have to ask yourself, we'll see, and I'll point out if we have time as we go on, there's a machlokes about this, whether B'chol Yoyim means any day or all the time, okay? Yeah, but I question any day. The question is, say it once. Is there a problem? Or the problem is, I say it every day. Okay? So the Miri over there, so if it's even saying one time, you might have needed a het and the vimi without the corner to say it, correct? But the Miri is okay, because the Miri in Shabbos, on Kufi Yitches Amid Beis, HaKuri Hala V'chol Yoyim Hari Hu Kepurik Ol Min HaTfilo Shehala Lo Niten El Loido Al Ma She'oba Be'eza Neis O Be'eza Gula V'chol She'koyvay V'chol Yoyim Deime Kemi She'ein Lo Litzak L'Spalo L'Zman Oime O La'abo V'al Dova Zer Hu Kerei B'chav Magad Gade V'yesh Mefor She'bitir She'oime Tomit ושלי בטעם אינו מרגיש לסעירה או לא ביום שנקבור לו דו הלו כוי זה הסעיר זה נת גזוקת הלו זה סינג הלו אוקיי, בסדר שקום רגש אוקיי that's what he says so the meme is okay and the takona was the days he didn't even have it correct בסדר now next Now I wanted to read to you from the Halachas Kederus, since that's what we're focusing on. Okay, I want to see how he deals with the Yudches Yomim and see if there's something in the Miri similar or not similar, or what's going on. And we see also Tesis in Sukkah about this. Okay, so comes the Halachas Kederus. First of all, I just want to tell you what I think, and then I'll read it to you, you can decide, okay? I think that the Halachas Gedolos may interpret that our called Tzorah v'Tzorah is only a Tzorah of Kol Yisrael, not about a Tzibur, which is not Kol Yisrael, and certainly not about a Yochid. Okay? That's the first point I'm going to make. I'll read it to you, decide, okay? And even if it's the tzibur, you need not only the nes occur to the tzibur, but the tzibur has to gather together to say the hallel. You need knifin. Okay? Knifin. Okay? That's what his word that he uses. Knifin biyaka. Okay? And if you look at it, you get the impression, it could be that the takona b'chol tzol v'tzora is only a heta, not a chiyu. But he disagrees with the Miri, and he holds that akuri halal b'chol yoyim ha'ri mecharif megadif, it's lav dafka b'chol yoyim, el ol amiris halal sholeim, without dilug, is a problem mecharif megadif. If you say halal with not dilug, then it's a problem mecharif megadif. And I assume, from this point of view, I'll give you a whole list of rishonim like that. That's why Rebbe's always makbid that those who wanted to say halal on the independence, whatever it is, on Independence Day, right? He used to say, if I'm not mistaken, it shouldn't be said together with Shmoneh Esrei, it should be said, and it should be said bedilug. So it shouldn't be chashash of mecharif megadif. No. Don't want to say. The Chayyim didn't say the Miri, but the Chayyim is not worse than the Miri. There's Rabbeinu Prachia. I don't want to go through one at a time, but there's Rabbeinu Prachia and Shita the Kanmonim and Shabbos Chavdal. I think that you get that impression. The Piskei Riaz in Kol Kisvei or Yitzchav Gimel. The Piskei Rid in Kuf Yud Ches Mubeis in Shabbos. The Rabbeinu Pirish Kadmon Rabbeinu Prachia. Also, in Shabbos, another time, it could be Chesam and Beis. Okay. In the Mar Zavitri. Okay. In Simon Grace Lamed. Okay. But I can go through each one, but I think you know, that's not what we're here for. Okay. So I just want to read to you the text. The text Halach. So listen, I read the tastes afterwards. Maybe it's very similar. Halach is Gedolos, Simon Tezvov, Hilchos Lulav. Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Abshim Ben Yehud Tzadok, Shmona Oso Yoyim, Bashona Yochid Goyim Obenes Ahalel, Ve'elo Hein, Shmona Simei Achag, U'shmona Simei Chanukah, V'yon Tevarishin Shal Pesach, V'yon Tevarishin Shal Atzeres, B'goyla Esrim, V'echod Yoyim, okay, and you can go through the Cheshbon, okay. Okay, I'm not getting it. Umayshno b'chag de gamin alil kol yoyimo. Umayshno pesel lo gaminan mishum de chag chulim kol. He's saying a pesel lo chulim. Okay. Period. Okay. But say now it's important for us. V'yochid de koamrinon v'goyimo b'henes ahalil. Lav yochid mamish koamrinon. El kol hecha de loy knifin kul hain Yisrael yochid kol iluhu. If it's not the whole Knesset Yisrael, it's called the Yochid. Thus states, okay. Fahai de komapik lohin beloshin Yochid, mishum de kad knifin kulon Yisrael, uboi lemei mahalel, kol yoimo, al kol tzorish nigolim imeno, amre. They're allowed to say it. That's what he, no, you can't let him kill the Isaac of Daitich, you'll see yourself, the answer will be there, and have to take me on my word for it. The Isaac of Daitich, Yochid Mamish, Avotzibu Yeshlem Yom Shoimim, they'll have to say, whenever they, you know, at other times, Voho, the Gemara in Titus, the Chof Chesem and Beis, Kiri Ikla Rab Lababa, Bereshi Alcho, the Ashkin Siba, Kor Halilo, am I copied? Hi, Tziburuhu. And it might have been only a one-time thing. Elolav Shma Mino, Afilu Meya, Vafil Kama Alfei. Kol Emes Eloi Knifen, Kulon Yisrael, Yochi Koruluhun. Hash di Amar Hochi, Rav di Kopi di Omahani Yochi Ninhu, V'chachamin in the call medalgin. When he heard that they were medalgin, shavkinon. It's all right. The Alma meaning I will say chavidayim. And lechayra, he's referring to the Gemara. He says, "I'll call so shinigolimi mena." Okay, I'm not even sure. I'm just nervous. Okay, this is what he did. It's like the Miri, but not like the Miri, because he reinterprets he reinterprets the question of what is Koma Hala B'chol Yoim, and it just means the head of saying Hala even a one time thing, and it means there's a problem with Hala Magadish. And the whole Heter in the Takonis Nevi'im is Kol Yisrael. So I'm not sure, since he aired Shinigolim Imeno, maybe interprets the Gemara Pesachim is not two things, that it's not the Gula Sida, but it's the Tzoro V'Nigolim Imeno. And maybe it's all one thing, so I'm not sure also in the Bahag. And I think the same thing is in Tesis. Maybe Tesis might be saying like this, because Tesis in Sukkah in Memdal Mebeis, the Oid Yeshloimal, the Afilu Tzibor, She'en Kshom Kol Yisrael. See, if you have this Bahag, and now you have the Tesis, Yochid Kol Lohu. Mishum de Amrinim, Be'avei Psochim, Nevi'im Omru, Be'tiknohem Li Yisrael, Shiu Oimim Oisal Kol Perek, Kol Perek, and Kol Tzorah, Shalei Tovuk, Shinolim Oimim Oisai, Al Gulosam. Ulkach noka yochid, tchi leka kol Yisrael, ein goyme moisoi, elu be'eil yomim, avu gulas kol Yisrael, and that's gulas, I think he's learning that it's not kol gulas, any gulas kol Yisrael, oimim oisoi li oilom. But it doesn't say that you need the whole, that I don't know, gulas kol Yisrael is the gulas kol, I don't know if he says he need the all Yisrael saying that, I'm not sure, but it's gulas kol Yisrael. Okay? So that, l'chayri, is, see, I think the pivotal point here between the Miri and the Halachas Gedolah is what do you do with kol oy mehal v'chol yoy mehal izeh mechayot magadif? Is it taka anytime? Then you could say it's a heter, and then if you do, you know, and then you have to decide who the heter was for. So then he has to say who the heter is for the whole tzibur, because any time it's not the whole tzibur, it's Rav with the Gemara. That was the Miri and the Bahag, correct? Okay, you know, this I think any people that want to talk about the problems of saying Hallel, besides getting into politically heated arguments, you know, and know what the answers before you start looking at the sources, this I think is a good start. Okay, I'm not saying anything. Now, I just asked you a question, and this just blew my mind, okay? If I were to ask you the Hallel of Shechitas HaPesach, is the Hallel of Kol Perek Uperek, or the Hallel of Kol Tzavot, or where would you put it? Kol Perek Uperek. And that's exactly what I would have said, but then I'm just a little bit confused with the Tesis in Brochus, okay? Yeah, in Brochus, right? Okay, man. You dollar out. Tesis, I didn't. I'm sorry. You look at the Tesis. I think. I think it's there. That it seems to be in something like so. He puts it together with a discussion of Kol Yisrael. Okay. You look there. I just want to go to something else. No. Okay. Now, the second part of this is, what is the second Tesis? What's the pshat in the Gemara? O ye pirusho tiknu sheichtu lehem asher hazeh leprokim utzoros kmo sheomu bebrochos ad shekhinas hagdola tiknu. Okay? Imkein, right? He said tiknu means not the umisakin and miyachid. Okay? So what does he want here? And who are the Nevi'im Rishonim? Who are the Nevi'im Shebinayim according to this Teretz? Okay? This is the next line, Ramban, correct? It's an amazing line. Okay? So, I first thought, I said to myself, what does he want Yichdu? Because he, in the next few lines, is ready to accept Hallel as a Deraisa, so he wants to make it like Tefillah. And they want Misakin the Chiyuv or something like that, because Halot Shabbos is the Raisa. But they were Miyachid which nusach to say in order to mekayim the mitzvahs halav. And they were yichdu. Okay? The same way, quotes Antides Agdela, they made a nusach for Kiddush. And for Havdolah, Kiddush is the raisa, but they made a nusach for it. Havdolah might be the raisa, according to Rambam. Okay? You know, and Tefillah is ready to say according to Rambam, whatever. Okay? So that would be very nice. And that's the issue, right? Okay? And that's the only thing that's bothering him over here. But everything is the same as before. Correct? Okay? It's interesting. Okay. But you can't do that. Okay? If you're honest. Why not? Because if I be the Rabban, and I want to say that, if I would discuss Nevi'im Shebei Nehem, would I discuss it before I mentioned the second shot? Or after I mentioned the second shot? Why would you, you know, if you have two pshatim, why in the middle we discuss what the Nevi'im Shebei Nehem is? Don't make no sense. Okay? So even though that's a very, you know, it's enticing, you know, like, it gets into a nice shot, but it's wrong. Okay? I think. Because I think what, and the Ramban over here doesn't even explain to you what Nevi'im Shebei Nehem is. You know what the pshat is? Because I think according to this pshat, Nevi'im Shebei Nehem is irrelevant.
Irrelevant?
Yeah, irrelevant. It doesn't make a difference. Because why? Because his point was, he wanted to prove that the Hallel wasn't written by David. Okay? It was, no, it was written before. Because how could, that's the Ram's question, how could it be that Moshe made it Tziboy to say Hallel, and we waited until David, we had to wait for David to make to write the Hallel. So now he's bringing all different ayahs that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, and maybe it was written in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. And, you know, that's the answer to the problems, okay? Now, if Lemaisa, you say, so if you say Nevi'im Shebei Nehem Tiknuhu, okay, and means that they wrote it also, okay, because Yichdu means that, what does Yichdu mean? What Yichdu mean? They just said the Hallel existed. They just said that this Hallel, whatever it is, this is what you should say, correct? So then there's nothing in the V in Beinayim which tells you anything about the date, the chronology of authorship of Hallel. So the whole issue is irrelevant. You can't prove anything from it. See, if they wrote it and they were masakin to say it, you have to know who they were. But if all they did was they didn't write it, they just said, oh, so this Hallel you should say. So we know it's irrelevant who they were and when they were. Correct? So that's the pshat. It's not. So then he doesn't have to explain who the Nevi'im Shebei Nehem is. Because for his pshat, it's irrelevant. The first pshat, he had to go out of his way, which is maybe Mesupik has no raya for that. He says Nevi'im Shebei Nehem is Moshe Aaron, the Atzilei B'nai Yisrael, because he wanted to make it early. In order it shouldn't be dove at the time Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? But once you say that the Nevi'im Shebei Nehem had nothing to do with the authorship of the Hallel, then who they were is irrelevant. Okay?
That's right. It's still earlier than dove.
It could be. No. Then there's no raya or anything. That's not the proof of anything. It could be earlier than dove. It could be any time. But it's irrelevant. We don't know. There's nothing over here to tell you who they are. He doesn't have to tell you who they are. Because if they were later, we don't still don't know anything. Even if we define who they are, we have no more ideas about it. So this, the Nevi'im Shebei Nehem, who they are and what they are and when they are, is irrelevant of the discussion.
He was trying to prove
it. But you can't prove anything. You can't prove.
So he's just being honest now. He's saying, being honest.
It doesn't prove anything. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. It's only relevant if they are the ones that wrote it. Okay? And then he wanted to say it's the Nevi'im Shebei Nehem. But not the ones that wrote it. To say who they are is irrelevant over here. It's an irrelevant piece of information. It has nothing to do with authorship. Okay. Now what I want to do for you, okay, I want to do the following. This is very difficult, first of all, because he assumes Anshiknes Agdola Tiknu. What does it mean? It means Yichdu, not Tiknu, correct? Mm-hmm. So I just want to say something. I'm just a little bit, you know, what can I say? If you want to be honest over here, the Ramban himself, a few lines earlier, quotes this Gemara and interprets the word Tiknu as a Takona, not Yichdu. So how can you do that? Here it is. He writes like this, V'yadua ki b'talmud, when he talks about tefillah, remember he talked about tefillah, the authorship of tefillah? This is mamash a page or two before. V'yadua ki b'talmud oimrim todir tefillah d'rabbonon. Tefillah d'rabbonon. U'mefurish omru. Anshek edoiz, kezak edoiz, tikul em yisrael, borch v'kdushoiz. $5. V'yadait etzor shen neforish, v'noim et shnistav yisrael ispalel, el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'shivak shu v'menu levadoi, yis'ale mishaloisom. Okay? So what's tiknu? V'yadu, ki b'talmud, what did he say? Ki b'talmud, oimrim, todir, he's asking kasha on the Rambam, right? He's asking kasha on the Rambam, you see tefillah d'rabbanan. And he's bringing this a raya, tiknu. If it's yichdu, it's not a raya for anything. Because it could be there's a tefillah d'rabbanan, say just me asking a nusach tefillah. So the kasha is based on what? That tiknu means tiknu. So it's a mad thing. He quotes kilo this same text as a raya that the tiknu means yichdu when he himself asks the kasha in the Rambam and assumes that it's tiknu. I'll leave that as a kasha, okay? But I want to show you something which negates the sukkahs now, the next line in the Ramban, and I'll leave you with it. I want to show you something. I want you to know, I'll be frank with you, I read this Ramban many times, and I can't say that I noticed it, but this morning, in the middle of davening, I jumped up, I said to myself, I never read this properly. Now, next page, okay, turn over. The Omnom, Kva Odinoi, Odinoi, Shebal Halochis, Machnis Becheshbon Azeh, Mitzvois Shel Divrayim. Lamed Vov, right? Volamadno Lov Schus, Vokasavnu, Hisnat Slusoi. Okay? So it could be Halo Bechalos Dabon, don't make a difference, okay? And he still counts them in Yaram Mitzvahs, whatever that is, okay? Avul his oralnu al halil mipne ein lono befurish bahalil of these this list that a bechol elu just before I read the list, okay? Bechol elu she ein lono raya sheim edivrayim. All this whole list that he's about to tell you now, he's ready to accept that it's a deraisa. Okay, you'll notice this list. He doesn't mention anything about Kol Tzorah V'Tzorah, okay? But he has a list of Halal D'Raisa. Now I just want to read to you the list and tell you that how you have to read it, okay? Bahalil Shel Shitas HaPesach B'Seder, okay? V'Achilosoi V'Halil Shel Atilas Lulav D'Raisa V'Rishon D'Pesach V'Atzeres, okay? Rishon D'Pesach, the first day of Pesach. Atzeres is Shavuos, okay? Okay, let me just ask you a question. When do you say Halal on Sukkot? What does the Ramban say? Read the words. What does he say? What is this Halal Shel Netilas Lulav Doraisa? What do you mean Doraisa? He's not talking about it being because he said Ein Lam B'Raya Shehei Medivreim. What it means? What does Doraisa mean? What does the word deraisa mean over here? Hello? The Netilas Lulav is a deraisa dik in Netilah. So it means in Mikdash, it's 8 days? And in Gvulin, I mean, 7 days? I'm talking in Mikdash is 7 days, and in Gvulin it's 1 day. Okay? He says, which is an amazing thing, I don't get it exactly, that the whole Gemara from Chluk and Kovar Yisayim is only Drabonon. Midraisa, there's only one Hallel in Gvulin on. Only one hallel gvul matzukas. What do you mean? Shahal? I didn't say anyone singing the lashon. What does he say? Shal netilas luv. Okay. Then the next question, which is beyond the purview, which we'll think about next time. Okay. What happened to simchas teira? Or the regel b'fnei atzmoi that smachayim hallel is only drabonon? That the poshut coin Ramban, you can't talk about it. And the Ramban says, since you need a hallel, it's a hallel shchus pesach. And a hallel till his lulav, which happens to be on Sukkot Ba'atzmoy, there's no separate hallel for the chag. The hallel is not from the till his dika lulav dika hallel. Okay? So this, Emet Hashem, I want to speak about Emet Hashem next time. But I thought that since Sukkot, I cannot leave without mentioning this question.